Good day. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Wednesday, April 27. Coming up, over $60 million in infrastructural damage caused by heavy rains in Portland, $361 million allocated for energy efficiency and conservation program, and Yalas Hope River Watershed Management Project receive increased funding. The news in detail after the break.
JCDC Association with the Chase Fund presents the Festival of the Performing Arts National Finals 2016. Come see the best in music, speech, drama, dance, traditional folk forms, and the exciting deaf dance competition. April 5th, 29, Little Theatre, 10 a.m. daily. Admission, adults $400, children $200. Special group rates available. Sponsored by Nestle, Happy Eyes, National Health Fund, Lifespan, Excelsior, Jamaica Association for the Deaf, and the KSAC. Visit jcdc.gov.jm for more information.
Now the news. A preliminary estimate of more than $60 million has been set for infrastructural damage caused by sustained heavy rainfall in Portland last weekend. This was disclosed by Minister of State in the Office of the Prime Minister with responsibility for works Everald Warmington following a tour of sections of the Eastern Parish Tuesday. Mr. Warmington says further discussions will take place today to determine a final figure, after which steps will be taken to secure funding to provide relief to the affected communities.
The end of it, thank you. I've started already the repairs, clearing landscaping and all of those. So that is ongoing. And after which, end of it, after the final estimate this week. And then after which, you can approach Mr. Finance to see if we can cover the repairs of the major infrastructure that were damaged.
Among the communities worst affected are Berrydale, Millbank, Comfort Castle, Ginger House, and Seamans Valley. Meanwhile, President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, Norman Grant, says the recent heavy rains in eastern Jamaica brings climate change and its impact on agriculture into sharper focus. Mr. Grant says preliminary assessments reveal that coffee, cash crops, banana, livestock, and farm roads in the farming communities have been damaged, and losses sustained by the sector could be in excess of $100 million.
What we want to certainly do now is first to see what support like housing, food, shelter, clothes that can be offered to the farmers and farm families and citizens, and then we can just quickly look what can be done to resuscitate the loss to farmhouses and livestock and crops.
The JAS president says farmers will be assisted through a multi-agency approach following the completion of the damage assessment in the area. Government is to spend $65.5 million to improve the management of the Yalas and Hope River watershed areas. The project seeks to encourage sustainable land management in order to improve biological diversity and enhance the flow of ecosystem services that sustain local livelihoods.
The Yalas watershed and Hope, they provide approximately 40% of the water that Kingston and St. Andrew uses. So it's very important that we protect these areas so that we can continue to have access to good quality and quantity of water.
Yalas and Hope River Watershed Project Manager Nelsa English Johnson. The project will be targeting farmers this fiscal year to sensitize them on practices that help to maintain the quality of the watershed and provide alternatives to slash and burn reaping methods. The allocation contained in the 2016-17 estimates of expenditure will also go towards the planting of trees on 100 hectares of degraded public lands and a natural resource valuation assessment for the Yalas and Hope Water Management Units. Funding is being provided by the Global Environmental Facility. And $361 million has been set aside this fiscal year for the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Program, EECP, to improve energy efficiency and conservation within the public sector. The money to be provided through the Consolidated Fund has been allocated in the 2016-17 estimates of expenditure, now before the House of Representatives. Targets this year include the complete retrofitting of 11 facilities with new and efficient air conditioning units and application of solar control film to the head office of the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. To date, entities such as the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, Kingston Public and Victoria Jubilee Hospitals, among others, have realized savings under the EECP. The EECP is being implemented by the Energy, Science and Technology Ministry. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.